1-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Last half hour of today here on this Wednesday, August 6, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Again, text me school and I'll send you the contact information for you to be able to share information with people who have young children prior to heading into school for this year. Maybe, just maybe, they consider moving their kids out of the public schools into a Christian academy. So text me school, and I'll send you the contact information, including the website, northernbible.org. Well, I've been talking about this story quite a bit, and MERS News Service, as well as other news agencies, are finally, picking the story up, talking about it, doing some research, and providing basically information to the public. Governor Gretchen Whitmer has taken more days to call for the special election in the 35th State Senate District than it took Governor Jennifer Granholm to call all nine of her legislative congressional special elections during her entire 8 years in office combined. As of today, Whitmer has taken 213 days to set a date for a special election to replace now U.S. Congresswoman Christine McDonnell Rivett, Democrat of Bay City. This is a record-breaking number, and it is increasing by the day. MERS did some research. The number of days it took then Jennifer Granholm, governor, to call combined nine special elections during all 8 years of her being the governor of the state of Michigan was 183 days total. For each special election, 183 days. For nine special elections, it averages 20 days per election. The number of days it took Governor Rick Snyder to call combined all 15 special elections during his 8 years in office, 88 days. The number of days it took Whitmer to call combined 10 special elections up until this most recent vacancy was 184. This same governor, Whitmer, has averaged roughly only 18 days for 10 special elections since she's been the governor. Well, going back to the inception of our state, all the way back to 1837, the average numbers of days it took a Michigan governor to fill all 114 special elections for legislators and even Congress only totaled 135 days. 135 days to fill 114 special elections. Meaning the governors, since the beginning of our state, have taken less than 2 days on average. Now, the executive director, Quentin Turner, of Common Cause, noted that today's regularly scheduled August election should have been election day for the residents in the 35th State Senate District. but it did not. And it's not even clear if and when a special election will even be called, said Turner. For thousands of Michiganders, today is a reminder that the governor does not believe that they deserve representation in the state Senate. Turner called on the governor to set an election date, hold the election, and give all voters the representation that is their constitutional right. Her own lieutenant governor and gubernatorial candidate, Garland Gilchrist, who is also an attorney, agrees. Even the attorney general, Dana Nessel, has called for a special election. Well, here's some history. From a story back in May, the longest delay prior to this delay for a governor calling a special election since the advent of a full-time legislature came back in 1992. Then Governor John Engler took 108 days to set a date for the fifth state house seat after Representative Teola Hunter resigned to run for local clerk. Records from the time show that Engler was asked by Wayne County and Detroit City clerks not to schedule a special election date to fill the seat because of concerns of cost of running the election. Additionally, they were in the process of redistricting the 5th District, which ended up creating four different districts for the 1992 election cycle. Well, then Speaker of the House, Lou Dodick, gave Engler a rough time. Publicly and in three different private letters for not calling the election immediately. Detroit Mayor Coleman Young asked for a special election, as did then City Council President Marianne Mahaffey. Once Engler set the date for May 4th, the ACLU of Michigan criticized Engler for letting residents in the 5th House District basically go an entire year without representation. The residents of the district who have contacted us for assistance believe that they're being treated differently because they do not have representation in Lansing. Well, once the primary election was set for May 4th, the general election was then held that November. Basically, the residents in that district went 41 weeks without representation. Whitmer hasn't even called for a date yet of a primary, when she calls it, it has to have a primary for the Republican Party and the Democrat Party. Right now, there's already three Democrats that have filed affidavits of identity and have opened campaigns accounts and are able to take donations. Bill G. Schutte, state representative right now in Midland, is raising money to run for the seat if and when the governor announces the election. And if for some reason she doesn't call for a special election, it's going to be August of next year for a regular primary, and it's going to be November of next year for a general election before a state senator will win that seat. Again, I'm calling on the Republican county chairs of Bay, Saginaw, and Midland counties to get out there and start talking about this. It's only because of my talking about it on this show that MERS News Service has even taken the time to do the research of these dates, times, and previous governors' actions. I talked to Kyle Malin about it. I said, this is getting out of control. And I asked Kyle point blank, why is she doing it? Well, Randy, it comes down to the fact she does not want Bill Schuette to be the next state senator, flipping that seat from Democrat to Republican, because it would cause gridlock in the state Senate. Exactly. So it's all about her finishing off her term as governor, preventing for as long as possible a Republican to take over that Senate seat. Why? Because Donald Trump won it with almost 70% of the vote in Midland, the biggest constituencies compared to Bay and Saginaw counties. Saginaw was big, is big as well, but not as big as Midland. Dow Chemical, major contributor supporting Schuette's election to that seat. And the governor, I'm sitting here shaking my head. I just don't get it. Why is it taking so long? And if you know somebody that lives in the 35th State Senate District, tell them what's going on. Make sure they're aware of this, because the media, the news folks, they're not even talking about this. I don't believe anybody in that Senate district, news agencies, nobody, newspaper, nobody's talking about it. And this is history, folks. Unbelievable how long she's forced these people to go without a state senator. Well, we'll continue to follow the story. We'll continue to put pressure on others to put pressure on her. It's got to happen. So we will keep up the pressure. And it's only because you guys are sharing this information with others, especially if they live in that district. They need to know what's going on, and they need to be outraged. Tell them to get a hold of their local county Republican parties and put pressure on her. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back. Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people, and even our pets, have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana, and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment for today. Again, I want to ask your help in sharing information to see if we can make a difference with our young people here in Northern Michigan. Text me school. Text me school. I'll send you the contact information to be able to share with people. Or Northern Michigan Christian Academy. I've been an advocate of alternative education for young people for years. These public schools, the agendas, the indoctrination centers they've become under this Michigan Department of Education in Lansing, their curriculum, the union teachers, their agenda, all the things they've been pushing onto our young people. Sorry, I don't agree with it. You're entitled to your opinion. I'm entitled to mine. And I do not believe it is in the best interest of the children for their future. To educate children in our public schools. Not in the state of Michigan. If there's an alternative way to educate kids that will make them more respectful to their parents, to their grandparents, to expose them to faith, to believe in God, to understand that there's a way to learn reading, writing, and arithmetic in a way that takes away all this agenda-driven indoctrination, I'm all for it. The kids love going to this school. The parents love the kids as a result of them going to this school. Why would we not share this with people? Why would we not tell them about it? Here we are at the beginning of August. The dog days of summer, and basically getting ready to go back to school in September. Now, I know they go back to school a little bit earlier, but Pastor Chatfield can explain that to everybody. The kids go to school Monday through Thursday. They have Fridays off, but there's things for them to do. There's ways to carpool. There's ways to be able to get the kids to and from the school. It can be worked out. Will it take effort? Yes. Will it take roughly about $250 a month to pay for the kids' tuition, $3,000 a year? Yes. But it's worth it. You're investing in the child's future. And like he says, they do not take government money. Therefore, they do not have any strings attached to them about how and what they teach the kids. And when it comes to testing, the kids do great. And many of them go on to college. They have the scores, they have the GPA, they have the diplomas to be able to go and attend universities, colleges, technical schools. Some of them choose to go into the military. Because of the things they learn there, they have a feeling of obligation to our country. When you have to recite the preamble to the Declaration of Independence in order to graduate kindergarten, you think they're learning how to be patriotic, how to appreciate our country? You bet. Sorry, they're not getting that in public schools. And we as patriots need to share this information. So again, I beg you, I plead, text me at 231-360-5140. Send me a text simply saying school. And I'll send you the contact information as well as the website, northernbible.org. Talk to your friends, your neighbors, people you come in contact with. Find out if they got young kids in school. Give them an option. That's all I'm asking. Give them an option. Give them an alternative to their local public school. Maybe a couple of kids that are friends would love to go to the academy. Well, now you got two families to potentially figure it out. One of the things that we have to do, folks, is train our replacements. And I know many liberal progressives listening hope that we don't train our replacements because they don't agree with us. Well, that's your opinion. You're entitled to it. And again, I know I will get text messages and nasty voicemails today. All you do is embolden me. So if you feel inclined to do it, go for it. I'll take all the attacks you want to send my way. It's okay. Don't be then surprised when I have parents that have been sending their kids to this school on the show as a result of the nasty voicemails you leave me. Again, I take energy from it. That's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a great, wonderful Wednesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan.